Pop-Up Chinese.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese, I'm David.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
So, Echo has taken to hanging around with a bunch of acrobats. This is not going to end well.
对，很危险，他们很危险。
看，这就是他们翻墙的地方。
这墙可有3米高啊。
对于杂技演员来说，这是小菜一碟。
杂技演员，我真不该把钥匙给他们，还有保险箱的密码。
看，这就是他们翻墙的地方。
这墙可有3米高啊。
对于杂技演员来说，这是小菜一碟。
杂技演员，我真不该把钥匙给他们，还有保险箱的密码。
So, elementary, intermediate, this is kind of right on the edge. Because the words are a bit tricky, but the dialogue's not very long.
没错。
So, we're going to be talking about some of the trickier vocab here.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, though, let's do this line by line as usual.
好的。
看，这就是他们翻墙的地方。
看。这就是他们翻墙的地方。
Look, this is where they went over the wall.
看，这就是他们翻墙的地方。
这墙可有3米高啊。
这墙可有3米高啊。
But the wall's 3 meters tall. And the 可 there, it's not really but. It's
这个是 emphasize.
Yeah.
这墙可有3米高啊。
对于杂技演员来说，这是小菜一碟。
对于杂技演员来说，这是小菜一碟。
As far as acrobats go, this is
小菜一碟。
A piece of cake.
小菜一碟。中文我们说是很小的一道菜。
Yes.
不值得一提。
Yeah.
没什么难的。
对于杂技演员来说，这是小菜一碟。
杂技演员。
Acrobats.
杂技演员。我真不该把钥匙给他们，还有保险箱的密码。
我真不该把钥匙给他们，还有保险箱的密码。
I really shouldn't have given them the keys and the password to the safe.
我真不该把钥匙给他们，还有保险箱的密码。
So, short dialogue, we know what's happening now. Let's go back and listen to it and then some funky, useful, but kind of advanced vocab.
对，跟杂技演员有关系。
看，这就是他们翻墙的地方。
这墙可有3米高啊。
对于杂技演员来说，这是小菜一碟。
杂技演员，我真不该把钥匙给他们，还有保险箱的密码。
Okay, so we want to talk about this character.
杂。
Right.
杂
It means kind of motley or an assortment of things.
对，就是各种各样的。
And we've run into it before,、
mm-hmm.
right? We know it from
复杂，还有杂志。
Right. And 杂志, of course, it's 杂 because it's a combination of different things.
对，各种各样的文章都在上面。
It is. And there's a lot of really useful and kind of difficult words, actually.
对，好多其他的词也用了这个杂这个字。
Yes, and nobody teaches them, including...
But us.
including my favorite, because everyone, all of the textbooks, they teach you how to say, like, shopping mall.
商场，还有百货商店。
Right. But... You know those tiny stores that sell everything?
杂货店。
They are the
杂货店。就是他们跟方便店还不太一样。
Yeah.
方便店是那种就是超市的形式。
Yeah, no, no, it's not a convenience store.
对。
We're talking, I think everyone in China knows these. It's where they have everything in the space of about 15 square meters.
对，就在，可能是在一个街的一个小角上。
Right.
然后什么都卖，卖灯泡，什么牙刷，什么牙膏。
They sell plungers. And mops.
对对对。杂货店。然后这个货字就是货物的意思，对吧？
Yeah.
杂货店。
Yeah, so it's a miscellaneous goods store.
杂货店。比如说你可以在杂货店买不同的杂货或者杂物都可以。
Yes. In our dialogue, we have the word acrobats.
杂技演员。
对于杂技演员来说，这是小菜一碟。
You can just say 杂技 as well.
对，杂技是表示
the acrobatics.
对，就是各种各样的技能放在一起，就是杂技。
They're spinning plates on sticks. And
或者走钢丝。
Around.
对。
Yes, walking the wire.
这些都是典型的杂技。还有一个我觉得特别有用的词，杂牌儿。杂牌儿。大家都知道名牌
，right.
但是没有人知道名牌的反义词是什么。
And if you are in China on a Chinese salary, you are buying
杂牌。
Yes.
对，这个更多的是，就是说可能没有什么牌子，但是呢，穿起来也还不错。杂牌。
Yeah. It's not 水货。
不是水货。
And it's not
不是
like
假的。
盗版的。It's not fake.
没错。就是不知名的牌子，大家都不知道是什么牌子。比如说有一些中国的牌子，像一些运动鞋，什么安踏呀，什么回力呀，这种的，可以在一定程度上说就是杂牌的鞋。
OK。
杂技，杂货店，杂牌。
Also a really useful idiom. It's not a 成语。
不是成语，是一个 phrase 吧，可以说、
yeah.
四字词，杂七杂八，杂七杂八。我特别喜欢这种七七八八的词。
Yeah.
这杂七杂八呢，意思就是说各种各样的小东西。
So it's an adjective.
对，表示各种各样的小的。
A motley assortment of smaller things.
没错，比如说圣诞节快到了，我去。杂货店里买了各种各样的杂七杂八的东西。就是买了很多小的，但是没有买一个很大的、很主要的东西。
Yeah, and actually, we haven't mentioned this yet, but you can use this word alone too. So you can use it as an adjective.
对，比如说你可以单独说，哎呀，这个地方住的人很杂。
There's,
意思就是说
a lot of people kind of clustered together.
对，意思就是说各种各样的人都有，可能有，比如说，收入很高的，有收入很低的，一般来说是有一点点 negative 的意思。
Yeah, well, I mean, all of these words are kind of a bit negative.
对。
And I mean, there are also words like, you know, 杂乱, like it's chaotic.
还有一个特别 negative 的。我们以前也在泡泡中文教过大家一个名词。
It's you bastards.
杂种。
Yeah, or in the plural.
对，杂种们。
Yeah, that's rude.
对。
Anyway, a lot of words. This stuff is rarely done in textbooks. So we just wanted to highlight it today. Why don't we hear all of these words one more time?
没问题。杂技，杂货店，杂牌儿。杂七杂八，杂种，杂乱，
I think everyone who comes to China sits through at least one acrobatic show.
在90年代的时候、
yeah.
非常非常流行。
It's like you go to the Great Wall, you get the acrobatic show. And I've got to say, it's awesome.
对，而且在以前我小的时候，就是90年代的时候，我们经常有那种马戏团会来到我们的这个住的附近。
Really?
对
，Really？
对，他们会停两个星期， What? 然后有杂技表演。
Where would they set up？
在公园里，或者是在这个电影院那个院子里。
Because I have not seen a single, I've never seen a circus in China.
现在可已经没有了，以前有。
Anyway, stay safe. Don't give away your keys and your passwords to random people. And if you have any questions or lesson requests, send them to us by email.
没错 echo@popupchinese.com.
Right. And we will look forward to hearing from you on the site as well. From Beijing, I'm David.
我是 Echo.
Thanks for listening.
网上见吧。拜拜。
看，这就是他们翻墙的地方。
这墙可有3米高啊！
对于杂技演员来说，这是小菜一碟儿。
杂技演员，杂技演员，我真不该把钥匙给他们，还有保险箱的密码。